On April 11th, three members of South Carolina's firing squad were supposed to shoot Mikhail Mauddy straight in the heart. But today his lawyers filed a notice to the court that said his death didn't go according to plan. Kiara Eisner from NPR's investigations team reports, and a warning, this piece contains a detailed description of death by firing squad.
David Weiss is one of Mikhail Mauddy's lawyers. He witnessed his client get executed by firing squad last month.
There was an immediate sort of groan or cry that came right after he was shot. And then it seemed like it was sort of slow, labored breathing.
Weiss said it was about a minute and a half before someone checked his pulse and declared him dead. In 2024, the South Carolina Supreme Court ruled that the firing squad was a legal method of execution. Justices said the pain of being shot by three bullets to the heart would, quote, last only 10 to 15 seconds, unless there is a massive botch of the execution in which each member of the firing squad simply misses the inmate's heart. In a notice they filed to the court today, lawyers say a massive botch is exactly what happened.
The autopsy report makes it completely clear that Mikhail's heart was left almost entirely intact, except for two perforations in the front of his right ventricle.
The autopsy also shows that there were only two bullet wounds in his body, though three people were supposed to shoot. That raises questions.
It's not fully clear what happens. Did one of the gunmen not fire? Did their gun jam? Did they miss? We just have no idea at this point.
The autopsy acknowledges that there were only two holes on the prisoner's body and suggests that two bullets went through the same hole. Pathologists said they doubted that could have happened. NPR requested an interview and comment from the Department of Corrections, but a representative did not respond. Dr. Carl Wigren reviewed the details of the South Carolina autopsy and said he believes the prisoner was consciously experiencing pain as he bled out from wounds to his internal organs. Wigren is a forensic pathologist.
These are obviously life-threatening types of injuries and will eventually be lethal, but it's my opinion that they're not going to be immediately or instantaneously lethal.
Wigren said that the prisoner's heart likely kept beating for around 21 seconds. The internal bleeding would have caused him to suffer, but that's not all.
And the sensation of air hunger, it's awful. Like, you know, you're not getting enough oxygen with each breath. That's a terrible sensation.
The autopsy included only one photograph of the prisoner's body. No x-rays, photos of his clothing, or pictures of bullet fragments were included. Wigren said he was surprised that important information was missing from the state's autopsy.
Where in this report does it say evidence collection? It just doesn't. And yet this is a gunshot wound and the bullets, the projectiles are evidence. Those fragments are all evidence. And they can be reconstructed by the firearms lab and they can be weighed and determined.
Weiss, the lawyer, said they can't fix what happened to his client, but that the information about his execution could help others.
I hope we can figure out a way to ensure this doesn't have to happen to anybody else.
There aren't any more executions scheduled in South Carolina this year, but firing squads are currently allowed in four other states. Kiara Eisner, NPR News.